Welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Today is January 21st, 2026, and we have some exciting and technical updates to discuss that are relevant to GPU developers and ML engineers. We'll cover the latest advances in ROCm, AMD's support for new hardware, and some notable developments in the AI landscape, including PyTorch and NVIDIA's recent activities. So, let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. ROCm becomes a first-class platform in VLLM. AMD's ROCm has achieved first-class status in the VLLM ecosystem, enhancing the experience for users on AMD Instinct GPUs. 2. ROCm 7.2 release. The latest ROCm release introduces support for new Radeon graphics cards and features like node power management and ROCm Optique for visualization. 3. PyTorch 2.10 launch. The new version of PyTorch brings significant improvements for AMD ROCm, including better GEM support and enhanced functionality for Intel GPUs. 4. AMD's next-gen EPYC features. New Linux patches have been sent out for upcoming EPYC processors, introducing features like global bandwidth enforcement. 5. Upscale AI's funding for Skyhammer Switch. Upscale AI raises $200 million to develop a high-bandwidth fabric switch, aiming to compete with NVIDIA's NV Switch. Deep dive on each item. ROCm becomes a first-class platform in VLLM Turing. The ROCm platform has made significant strides, now being recognized as a first-class player in the VLLM ecosystem. This milestone results from extensive collaboration between AMD and the VLLM community, focusing on delivering a seamless user experience on AMD hardware. Key enhancements include quantization support, major improvements in FP8 and FP4 quantization techniques, including native Ader FP8 kernels and fused layer norm SILU FP8 quantization. Performance optimizations, enhanced throughput through optimized KV cache and assembly page detention, as well as removal of unnecessary data copies. Broader hardware support, extended compatibility with RDNA RX 7900 XTX GPUs. The latest releases, V.12.0 and V.13.0, have introduced capabilities that improve the developer experience, such as pip installable packages and official Docker images. The V.14.0 release further solidifies ROCm's maturity, focusing on CI stability and streamlined installation processes. 2. ROCm 7.2 release. AMD has officially released ROCm 7.2, which enhances support for additional Radeon graphics cards in the AMD Radeon AI Pro R9600D and the RX 9060 XT LP. This release also marks the introduction of node power management for multi-GPU setups, allowing for more efficient resource usage. Notably, ROCm 7.2 adds model optimizations for the Instinct MI300X MI350 series, new HIP APIs enhancing the programming model for developers, ROCm Optique, a new visualization platform aimed at providing a GUI for in-depth GPU trace analysis. This release is a significant step in broadening the usability of ROCm across various hardware platforms, ensuring developers can leverage the full potential of AMD GPUs. 3. PyTorch 2.10 launch. The latest version of PyTorch 2.10 has arrived, bringing with it a host of improvements tailored for AMD ROCm users. This release continues to enhance the library's capabilities for deep learning workloads with notable features such as group GEM support, enhanced performance for matrix multiplications, improved compatibility, better support for the Windows platform, and new APIs for GPU operations. Support for new AMD GPUs, GFX 1150 and GFX 1151 RDNA 3.5 GPUs are now included in the HIPAA-supported GEM lists. These enhancements not only improve performance for AMD users, but also ensure that PyTorch remains competitive with other frameworks like TensorFlow. AMD's next-gen EPYC features. In the realm of server processors, AMD has sent out Linux patches that prepare for features in their upcoming EEC Venice processors. These patches introduce Global Bandwidth Enforcement, GLBE, allows for bandwidth limits on threads across multiple domains, enhancing resource management. Global Slow Bandwidth Enforcement, GLS, a similar mechanism focused on managing bandwidth for slower memory. Privilege Level Zero Association, PLZA. This feature allows for automatic association of execution in Privilege Level Zero with specific class of service identifiers. These features will enhance the capabilities of AMD's EPYC processors in enterprise environments, particularly in managing shared resources effectively. 5. Upscale AI's funding for Skyhammer Switch. Upscale AI has successfully raised $200 million in Series A funding to develop its Skyhammer ASIC, designed to compete with NVIDIA's NVIDIA Switch in the AI networking space. This funding will support the development of a high-radix fabric switch that can handle high aggregate bandwidth, essential for modern AI workloads. The Skyhammer switch aims to provide flexibility in networking for AI compute, allowing for a heterogeneous mix of computing resources from various vendors. This approach supports the growing demand for diverse AI infrastructures, which is crucial as the industry continues to evolve. Closing thought. Today's discussions highlight the rapid advancements in AMD's ecosystem, particularly in the realms of AI and GPU computing. With RAWCM solidifying its position in the VLLM landscape and ongoing developments in EPYC processors, AMD is well positioned to continue driving innovation. As we look ahead, the focus will likely remain on enhancing developer experiences, optimizing performance, and expanding hardware compatibility. Stay tuned for more updates as the landscape continues to evolve.